Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to help you get well-informed fast.
And today, we're diving into the career of a really significant figure in mathematics.
That's right, Devar Khoshnavisan. He's a professor of mathematics at the University of Utah. And our sources, well, they give us a pretty detailed picture.
Yeah, we're working from excerpts from his university webpage and also a very comprehensive CV from 2019.
It's a great window into his professional life, isn't it?
It really is. And what's fascinating, I think, is how these sources let us piece together the story of a scholar who's had this huge impact.
Not just through his own research, right? Yeah. Which is obviously groundbreaking in probability and stochastic processes.
Exactly. But also through this immense network, collaborations, mentorship, and a really significant role in academic publishing.
So that's our mission for you today, to really get a handle on the breadth and depth of his influence, and quickly.
We'll trace his path, look at his core research areas.
Yeah, try to unpack some of those complex ideas. We'll also touch on the global recognition he's received.
And his role in nurturing talent, which seems really key.
Definitely. And maybe even uncover a slightly more whimsical side with some of his amusing unpublished work.
Sounds like a plan. It should give a really full picture.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning. Where did this incredible journey into advanced mathematics really kick off for Professor Khoshnavisan?
Well, his foundations look really solid. He actually did a combined BSc and MSc in mathematical sciences.
Oh, together. Where was that?
At Johns Hopkins University. Finished that up in 1984, so a deep dive early on.
Yeah, that signals serious commitment from the get-go. And the PhD?
That was in statistics from UC Berkeley in 1989, another top-tier institution.
Berkeley statistics, wow. Okay. And right after that, did he jump straight into faculty roles?
Pretty much. His CV shows he was an instructor at MIT for a year, 89 to 90.
MIT right off the bat. Impressive.
Very. And then he was an acting assistant professor at the University of Washington from 1990 to 1993.
So strong start, building that foundation in really prestigious places.
Exactly. Setting the stage, you know, for the specialization that came later.
Right. And he lands at the University of Utah in 2001, been there ever since, even served as department chair for a few years recently, 2017 to 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about his core research focus. The CV lists probability and statistics, specifically stochastic partial differential equations, SPDEs.
Mm.
For us trying to grasp this, what are we really talking about here? What makes these areas so challenging or compelling?
That's a great point. Probability, okay, most of us have a basic handle on chance, likelihood.
Yeah, coin flips, that kind of thing.
Right, but stochastic processes, that's about systems that change, that evolve randomly over time. It's dynamic.
Okay, so maybe like the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
Or how, I don't know, a rumor spread.
Exactly. Things with inherent uncertainty in their progression. Now, SPDEs. That takes it up a notch.
How so?
Well, think about partial differential equations, PDEs. They describe things changing in space and time, like heat flow or wheel of motion, usually deterministic. SPDEs add randomness, noise, into those physical systems. Imagine modeling fluid dynamics, but the fluid is being randomly jostled. Or a chemical reaction with random fluctuations.
Ah, so it's blending that structured physical change with inherent unpredictability.
Precisely. And developing the math to handle that is incredibly difficult. That's where Khoshnavisan's work is so vital. It gives us tools to understand and predict these complex phenomena.
So the why it matters part is huge then. This isn't just abstract math.
Not at all. Understanding this stuff is crucial for, well, everything from climate modeling and financial engineering to understanding biological processes like how neurons fire, perhaps. It's about quantifying uncertainty in complex systems.
And digging a bit deeper, the sources mention specific things like self-similar Gaussian processes and reaction-diffusion equations with a multiplicative random source. These sound intense. What kind of patterns is he looking for in these?
Yeah, they sound technical, but the ideas behind them are fascinating. Self-similar processes are basically about phenomena that look statistically the same no matter how closely you zoom in or out.
Like a coastline. Or maybe turbulence.
Exactly like that. Fractals are a classic example. Gaussian processes are a specific, very important type. And reaction diffusion equations. They model things spreading out and reacting things, chemical reactions, population dynamics.
Or maybe, like you said, disease spread.
Right. Now add multiplicative random source. That means the randomness doesn't just add a little noise, it interacts with the system, amplifying or dampening the process itself in unpredictable ways.
Wow. Okay. So his work is providing the sort of mathematical language to describe how these intricate, noisy systems actually behave.
That's a good way to put it. Finding the underlying structure and predictability within apparent chaos.
It's really clear he's a major figure. What about external recognition? What awards or honors really stand out and signal that level of impact?
Well, there are quite a few, but some are particularly noteworthy. The Rollo Davidson Prize back in 1998 is a big one.
Why is that one so significant?
It's a highly prestigious international prize for young probabilists, often seen as identifying future leaders in the field. He shared it with Gwendolyn Verner, who later won the Fields Medal.
Okay, so getting that early on was a strong indicator.
Definitely. Then, fast forward, he was named a fellow of the Institute of Mathematical Statistics, the IMS, in 2015. That's recognition for sustained contributions.
And he gave a major lecture for them too, right?
Yes. The Medallion Lecture in 2018, that's a very high honor reserved for people who've made really significant advances.
And Fellow of the American Mathematical Society.
That was in 2020, another major fellowship. Plus things like an Oberwolfach Simons Professorship in Germany, a CBMS lectureship.
So it's not just one or two things. It's consistent, high-level recognition over decades.
Exactly. These aren't just, you know, pats on the back. They signify that his work has genuinely pushed the field forward, opened up new questions, new ways of thinking.
And it's not just his own research papers. The sources highlight a massive contribution through books and editorial leadership as well. He's shaping the literature.
He absolutely is. Looking at his book list is instructive. There's Probability, a graduate textbook from 2007, probably used in many universities.
So educating the next generation directly.
Right. But then you also have these advanced monographs like Multiparameter Processes from 2002, or From Levy-Type Processes to Parabolic SPDEs from 2017. These are aimed at researchers pushing the frontiers.
And he edited a collection on SPDEs, too.
Yes, a mini course on stochastic partial differential equations in 2008, where he also wrote a chapter, and the CBMS book Analysis of Stochastic Partial Differential Equations from 2014.
And he's still writing. I saw a note about a book in preparation.
Yeah, Calculus in Gauss Space, co-authored with Tom Alberts. It shows he's still very much active in creating new resources for the field.
So beyond the books, what about his journal articles? Can you give us a flavor of the recent research questions he's tackling in those?
Sure. Looking at papers from, say, 2015 onwards, you see this deep dive into the behavior of SPDEs. For instance, a 2019 paper in the Annals of Probability, a top journal looked at global solutions to reaction diffusion equations with superlinear drift and multiplicative noise, basically asking, under what conditions do these really complex, noisy systems settle down, or do they blow up? Really fundamental questions.
Right. Vital for knowing if your model is even stable.
Exactly. Another one in Communications and Mathematical Physics in 2018 investigated the macroscopic multifractal analysis of parabolic stochastic PDEs. That's about understanding the roughness and scaling properties of solutions to these equations at different levels.
Wow. And his recent eprints. Supported by NSF grants.
Yeah, those point to current directions. Things like passage times of self-similar Gaussian processes on curved boundaries. How long does it take for these random paths to hit complex shapes? And work on invariance principles for reaction diffusion equations, trying to find universal behaviors despite the randomness.
So constantly refining the understanding of these core complex systems.
That's the impression you get. Deep, sustained focus.
Which leads to that other point. His role as a gatekeeper, a shaper of literature through editing. How significant is that?
Oh, it's hugely significant. Think about it. He's been a series editor for two major Springer probability series since 2012, Probability and Its Applications, and Progress in Probability.
So he's influencing which books get published in those key areas.
Definitely. And he was an editor for Memoirs and Transactions of the AMS top tier journals from the American Mathematical Society for 4 years, ending just recently in early 2024.
That's a major responsibility. Deciding what gets into those premier publications.
Absolutely. Plus, he's been an associate editor for the Journal of Theoretical Probability since 2007 and the Journal of Fractal Geometry since 2013.
So across multiple key journals and book series for years.
It means he's not just contributing his own ideas, he's actively curating and guiding the flow of knowledge in the entire field. That's a different kind of impact, but arguably just as important.
It paints a picture of someone deeply invested in the whole mathematical ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings us to mentorship and collaboration. The CV lists so many students and postdocs. He's clearly building community, not just equations.
That really jumps out, doesn't it? The list of PhD students he's supervised is long, and you see where they've gone academia, but also industry?
Like Dr. Weikong Su at Bayer Crop Science.
Hmm.
Or Dr. Liang Zhang at Microsoft.
Exactly. It shows the applicability of the training. He's preparing people for diverse paths using these advanced mathematical skills.
And it's not just PhDs.
No, he's mentored master's students, undergrads, including through NSFRAU programs, research experiences for undergraduates.
That's fantastic, giving early exposure.
And some of those students have gone on to great things. Brianne Christ, now a PhD candidate at Yale Stats. David Tucker, who got his PhD at Harvard Biostat.
Wow. So he's really amplifying his impact by launching these other careers.
That's the perfect way to think about it. It's an exponential effect. Fostering talent ensures the field continues to evolve and tackle new problems. It's a legacy beyond just papers.
And this community building isn't just local to Utah, right? You mentioned his global connections earlier. The CV reads like a travelogue of top research institutes.
Yeah, he's clearly an academic nomad in the best sense, visiting positions at places like the Kavli Institute at UCSB, MSRI in Berkeley, huge math centers in the U.S.
And internationally.
MFO in Oberwolfach, Germany, a legendary math institute. Universities in Lille in Paris, EPF Lausanne in Switzerland, MIT, the list goes on.
That constant exchange of ideas must be crucial in such a complex field.
Absolutely. It prevents siloing and sparks new directions, and it's reflected in his collaborators, too.
Right. The CV lists so many co-authors.
Mm.
Names like Tom Alberts, Carl Mueller, Yimin Shao, Eulalia Newellart pop up frequently.
These are major figures in probability and related fields themselves.
Oh.
Tackling the kind of problems Khoshnavizam works on often requires pooling expertise. Collaboration is key.
And he's still right in the thick of things internationally.
Seems so. The sources mention his participation in a conference on stochastic PDEs in Seoul just this past August 2024.
So, very current.
And involvement in a special semester on the same topic planned for fall 2025 at SL Math in Berkeley. He's clearly still at the heart of the international conversation.
Okay, so we have this picture of extreme rigor, deep technical work, global leadership. But then there's this section in his materials labeled Amusing Unpublished Manuscripts. I love that. It hints at something else.
It's a great touch, isn't it? It really humanizes things.
What sort of things are in there?
Well, titles like On a Family of Polynomials, Schoenberg's Theorem via the Law of Large Numbers, maybe explorations or simpler proofs he found interesting but didn't fit a formal publication.
Okay. Anything else stand out?
There's one called A Facsimile of John Walsh's A Lost Scroll, and it has this note. Must read for aficionados of Théorie du Général.
Théorie du Général, general theory. Of stochastic processes, maybe.
Yeah.
John Walsh is another big name in probability.
Exactly. So this sounds like maybe an appreciation of or commentary on a piece of history within the field, perhaps something informal or foundational by Walsh.
So it's not just about pushing forward, but also appreciating the history, the intellectual play.
I think that's what it suggests, that even at the highest levels, there's room for curiosity for things done just for the fun of it or for historical interest. It adds a really nice dimension.
Before we wrap up, there's one more section on his webpage that felt important to mention, a more reflective, somber note.
Yes, the In Fond Memories Of section.
It lists Boris Rozovsky and Thomas G. Kurtz, noting they both passed away in April 2025.
Right. Both incredibly influential figures in probability and stochastic processes themselves. Kurtz, especially, was a giant in the field.
It feels like a quiet acknowledgement of the community, the lineage.
I think so. It's a reminder that even in these abstract fields, it's a human endeavor. People build on the work of those who came before, learn from them, remember them. It underscores that sense of a shared intellectual journey and legacy.
So let's try to pull this all together. What have we learned from this deep dive into Dvar Khoshnavizam's career?
Well, I think it's clear we're looking at someone with truly multifaceted impact. It's not just the groundbreaking research in probability and SPDEs, which is obviously central.
Right. It's also the leadership chairing the department, the extensive editorial work shaping entire fields of literature.
And the mentorship, launching so many careers, building that next generation, plus the constant global collaboration, keeping ideas flowing internationally.
It really shows how being well-informed about someone like this goes way beyond just reading their papers.
Exactly. You have to understand the whole ecosystem.
Yeah.
The education, the research breakthroughs, yes, but also the teaching, the editing, the networking, even those amusing side projects. It all contributes.
It gives you this incredible sense of how one person's dedication and, frankly, curiosity can ripple outwards.
Right.
And really push a whole field of knowledge forward, inspiring so many others.
It really does. Which leads to maybe a final thought for you, the listener, to consider. In today's world, academia often feels hyper-specialized. How important is it, especially in complex fields like probability, to have people like Devar Khoshnevisan, people who can go incredibly deep technically,
but also maintain that broad influence across publishing, mentoring, global collaboration?
Right. What unique effect does that kind of comprehensive engagement actually have on how fast science moves and what direction it takes? Something to ponder.
That's a really powerful question to end on. Food for thought indeed. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thank you.
Until next time, keep exploring.